This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodl Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Okay, so I'm here at NAM with John Womersley, who is chair of the SKA board.
Yes, hello.
Okay, so tell us the latest news on the SKA.
Okay, so there was a big series of meetings at the Italian Astrophysics Institute in Rome over the last month, where nine countries signed an agreement to go to the next phase of SKA. It doesn't mean SKA is going to be built, but it means they're going to take the best steps to put the money in place and do the project engineering phase, which is about the next 3 or 4 years. And the UK has the budget to contribute to that, and we're looking to help and support other countries to get the funding for their contributions to this as well. So we set up at Rome a founding board. We all signed a letter of intent to be part of this, and I got the privilege of chairing that board, which means there's a fair amount of work to be done now in setting up the project office. We made a decision to locate the project office at Jodrell Bank Observatory in Cheshire, so that's very good for the UK, but it's good for SKA as well, because that's a place with a lot of expertise, a lot of technical capability in radio astronomy, and that's what we need for the next phase. We are going forward then to staff that project office, to move the existing people from the project development office at the University of Manchester out to Jodrell Bank. A new building needs to be put up. We need to hire a new director, because Richard Scalizzi, the current guy, is planning to retire in a year or so. We have to get the project funding in place, which is up to 90 million euros to cover the engineering phase of the project for the next 4 or 5 years. And we have to do the project engineering. We want to get to the point of setting up a new legal entity, so something like SKA Limited, later this year, if we can. That's an ambitious target, and that's what we're working on now. So the goal is, by a year from now, we should have an SKA legal entity, a company which is employing people with international shareholders, with the goal of pushing the project forward over the next 3 or 4 years. By, again, about a year from now, we should be looking at having chosen a site for the telescope array, either in South Africa or Australia. And we hope that this is part of the process of getting much more momentum and international support behind the project. So I think this was a very good month for SKA so far in April. And the good news, of course, means that there's a great deal of work to be done now, but we're all looking forward to doing it.
Okay, so at the moment, both of the sites, Southern Africa and the Australian-New Zealand site, they've both got telescopes being built on them at the moment. So do you know anything about the latest progress with those?
That's right. So both of these Pathfinder instruments, ASCAP and Meerkat, are making good progress. I visited the South African site about 18 months ago. Dishes were being rolled out already at that point, and now there's many more. So they're getting to the point now of doing astronomy on both locations, and obviously this is something that's of great interest to both the candidate hosts anyway. And we hope that it provides a firm basis for SKA as well. So a lot of the technology development that we want to do for SKA links into what's being achieved with those Pathfinders, and also with other projects like eMerlin and LOFAR as well.
Right, so the SKA site decision should be made in 2012. Mm-hmm. When are the first antennas expected to be on the ground?
We are looking at a start of construction in something like 2016, 2015, perhaps, depending on funding and technical progress. And rollout, because it's an interferometer, the first dishes will be able to do science, of course, as soon as there's enough. So towards the end of this decade, science from phase one of SKA.
Right, and will they be capable of being linked into existing arrays?
There are some fairly ambitious plans to not just use SKA as a standalone instrument, but to link it to existing telecommunications dishes or other existing arrays, which might even include dishes in the UK. So yes, the scientists are certainly thinking along those lines, and that does open up the possibility of a truly global project, which would be exciting.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for talking to us.